All right, so if I can keep from accidentally pressing the start streaming button, which has never been set up on this computer, so it wouldn't do anything if I pressed it, then we will start recording, which we have.
Alrighty.
But when will then be now?
I would say soon, but it's becoming less and less soon because it's in the rearview mirror now. And some guy named Hitchcock is like directing something about, I don't know.
Well, it's Friday night, and that can only mean one thing. My name is Ellie. I'm here with Beth, Crash, Eo, and Jen. And they had mead in the first half, not going to lie. And ale and stew. They were staying in an inn. Specifically, they were staying in the Snap and Toggle in Buttonton for a month or so, and they were the Definitely Not Adventurers, an unofficial name for the ragtag band of people on a, indeterminate journey. Adelina, Devon, Rob, and Karasinda had decided to get some rest in real beds, gather some information, and get their feet under them after the events of the previous few weeks.
Room service!
Adelina.
Sorry, I was interjecting. Please continue.
During that time, Adelina trained with the Buttonton blacksmith. Karasinda foraged outside of town and tried to find a good rock that she could leave behind the next time the group traveled to the pass to see what happened to it. Devon mostly stayed in the inn and interacted with travelers, seeing if he could find more artifacts and if anyone had seen places in the wild magic zone that had the same writing that was in the Atlas and the Rosetta Stone book. There were 9, which he dutifully marked on his map. And Rob swapped stories with the townspeople and travelers who passed through, learning more about Buttonton, Outer Dunmere, and the wild magic zone. They also learned that there didn't seem to be any wanted posters out for them, which is not a thing the GM suggested might happen, but they're justifiably paranoid after meeting Iago. After a month or so of this, they decided to set out along the western road. And after most of a day of hiking, they reached one of the tent camps along the outer border of Dunmere. Most of their time as they entered the, let's be charitable and call it a settlement, was spent bantering. But they did wind up learning about the free tent for resting and sleeping, a large pavilion tent with a pile of hay and straw in the center. Got some food from the chef at the western edge of town, and realized, thanks to Karasinda's sharp eyes, that the pool of water in the center of the fountain in the center of town was the same kind of pool of water as in the Mage Tower. The year is coming to a close, and the weather is growing chilly, even this far from the sea. The name of the place is Roskilde. This is Plus Ultra.
And all the leaves are brown.
What are y'all up to?
And the sky is gray. I'm going for a walk.
You've earwormed me. It's not yet a winter's day, huh? You?
Also, you all have a point of inspiration, which you may spend like XP on player intrusions.
Because
reject a GM intrusion.
Because the GM has the ability to add additional stats on our character sheets, so we have a stat named inspiration.
Yes.
Which does and not have a little die button.
To spend your experience points on player intrusions.
They are asking us to give up a long-term benefit for a temporary benefit.
There are people who will do that. We don't know those people, but there are people who will do that. Actually, I do know people who will do that. Some of my students do that, but in their defense, we only meet on Mondays. We stop meeting when the school year ends, and we're recording this right before June. So use it or lose it is a possibility for their XP, which now it's really amusing to me because this is going to go live when the following school year has already started.
Oh, wow.
We need to start thinking about our Halloween specials.
At the same time, the game tells you to give out XP, assuming that players are going to spend it that way.
So yeah, it gives out lots of XP.
I have had to cut back a little bit.
That's fine.
At tier 2, we are closer to the equivalent of maybe a level 5 or 6 D&D character.
There's a reason why I don't give out tons of XP for the GURPS stuff, even though I probably could.
I don't need tons of XP. I have telekinesis other 18.
Exactly.
Look, I'm just going to take all the nope that's over here and put it over here, over the pit of nope. I want to hear if there's a splash at the bottom.
No comment. That's on Sunday. Harrison is going to be hearing things, that's all.
I want to look at this water.
There's a green circle drawn around the center. It's green.
Ellie is a treasure, and old Rob is looking at the green circle. So we can bicker and argue about it for half an hour.
I have lost my character. Oh, here's where I am.
It's weird because we're not in a library, so you're not the same color as your surroundings anymore.
This does not help me much when I'm zoomed way out and there are a lot of little red things on the map.
Everybody's stinky.
This is true, and I was zoomed out when I first logged in and couldn't find any of the characters either.
I remember however, where I parked.
You remember your part? I love that. That's great.
Beth pulled out a little key fob and pressed it, and we heard Karasinda go, deep, deep. Which concerned everyone around Karasinda, including Karasinda.
It's like hiccups.
Do you need a glass of water or something?
That's why I'm here at the fountain. It's not a fountain. Here at the well.
Well, well, well.
Deep subject. For shallow mind.
That roll just showed up for me, but that was very delayed.
Showed up pretty poof for me.
When I was talking about inspiration earlier and how inspiration doesn't have a little die icon, I clicked the die icon next to intellect. And the die just rolled.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The die has been cast.
But I could have sworn it said 15 on it when I saw it. Never mind, never mind. Karasinda is looking up at the sky, which is, as I recall, is getting darker because we're getting towards evening now.
Yes.
If not outright night. Right. I do suspect. When it's brighter, I think I'll poke around and see if there used to be a tower around this.
Well.
Look at this. It looks like the one in the you know where.
Well, here's the thing. People around here, they might be living in tents, but they've been here for some time. They might have asked questions about this well already. So you know what that means.
It means you need to go listen to people.
It means, dear listener, that I'm going to use my Gather Intelligence ability, which costs 2 intellect points. But with an edge of 3 in intellect, means I can do this as many times as I want. For as long as the GM wants to throw dialogue at us, I can have the GM throw dialogue at us. Which you might think is a hardship, but having been on the other side of that GM screen, no, this is a boon.
It's like, yes, please, find out everything that I've written. Let me show you my work.
Let me tell you my secrets. There's still stuff from Circulus episode 1 that I haven't had a chance to reveal. Let me share this with you.
Oh, no.
Yes, and every now and then it becomes relevant in the campaign again. I was like, maybe this time. No, they turned left.
Nope.
They took the left passage.
Oh, well.
Okay, but if they take this quest, they out-leveled that quest. I can't. Never mind. Anyway, I'm using Gather Intelligence in order to become smarter. No, wrong kind of intelligence. I'm using Gather Intelligence to ask about the well because it clearly is of more permanent manufacture than anything else here. So it would stand to reason that a visitor would be curious about it.
Who dug the well and where did it come from?
They might not know. But if they don't know, then I'll know they don't know.
That's information.
While he's doing that, I would like to see if I can study the well.
Okay. Rob?
Yeah?
What you gather is, there's no evidence that there was ever a tower in Roskilde. The well was here when the first settlers at Roskilde arrived. The well appeared to be, judging by the cobblestones that were here when the first settlers arrived, it appeared to be next to a crossroads that would have gone something like, just let me draw. Anyway, it's not letting me put a new drawing on the map.
I see a white line. I see the white line.
I see two of them. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That one just moved.
Now you see them because I had to switch out and switch back. And the crossroad went roughly like that. The cobblestones have all been repurposed since then. The well is, both parts of the well are safe to drink from. nobody's really sure where the water comes from. And there's obviously something strange about the center part of the well, but nobody knows what it is. Then again, they get very few visitors from the academy. So, Devin,
mm-hmm.
I have to do math. Go ahead and make me a roll it to examine the well and find out, like, direct observation things about it. Go ahead and make me a roll at difficulty 4. So against a 12.
Okay. Is that taking into account a free level of effort?
I'm not applying any modifiers to it.
Okay.
Go ahead and say what you think you want to apply to it.
Free level of effort because I have an intellect edge of 3. I feel like magical theory might help. I feel like research could help, though I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it to you. So go ahead and beat a 3. With a 10, that's 7 more. Math is hard for all of us tonight. When you place your hands on the rim, you have to like kneel on the edge of the fountain and lean over to place your hands on the rim of the central part.
I'll hang on to the back of his shirt so he don't fall in.
Be careful about putting your weight on those stones. That one's wet, and that one's wet, and that one's wet, and this one's wet, and this one's wet.
When you do that and concentrate, something happens. The water starts to shimmer and then gets really, really smooth.
Like a shark.
Then nothing really happens besides that. And when you take your hands away, it goes back to looking like normal water.
That was neat. Do that again.
Water with a bit of a glow to it, you know? It has that same kind of like faint, well, it's glowing and it doesn't have an obvious source.
Can Karasinda make a intelligence roll or something to think of something that I'm thinking of? I don't know if it would be something she'd think of.
Sure. I don't know what you're thinking of, and I don't know whether she would think of it. So let's make it a difficulty. tell me what you want to think of, and I'll tell you if Karasinda thinks of it.
I'm thinking, could this be some kind of communication, magic mirror, water thing connected to other pools, like in the Mage Tower or wherever?
Ah.
Deadgum 8.
No, I'll give it to you. You have the understanding ability. And you have an intellect edge of 2, so it's not going to cost you anything to use it.
Right. And she was.
You've been watching Devin. Yeah, you've been watching Devin watch this thing. So I'll give you the asset. And that was going to be a difficulty 9. Yes, it could very well be a communication device. And since there's nobody at the Mage Tower.
Of course, no one's there to take the message.
Right.
Karasinda is going to. What if that thing's a magic mirror that you turn it into? And if there was somebody talking at the Mage Tower, then could have a little network of the things, I guess.
I don't expect this to reveal anything, but if I'm going to grasp at straws, I might as well grasp at straws for a fountain surrounded with a green circle. I would like to use my see-through matter ability, which 3 intellect points, it's free at base level effort. I can see through up to 6 inches of material for one round. I do have to make a roll. It says doing so is a task whose difficulty is equal to the material or object's level. So that would be a GM's decision for what my target number would be. However, if I apply effort, I can see an additional 6 inches for each level of effort. The question is effort considered an additional expense in this, and therefore I can apply my edge to that also and get a free level of effort? Or are you going to rule, and I'm okay either way, I just want to make sure I math it right. Like, am I spending intellect, let me rephrase, am I spending points but taking out my edge for using this ability and for level 1 of effort? Or am I only doing that for using this ability and then I have to pay full price for the effort? Because I'm going to put two levels of effort into this.
I've lost track of what the initial question was.
Okay. I'm using see-through matter. I have an edge of 3, so see-through matter is free for the first 6 inches. But it's a level of effort for each additional 6 inches.
Okay.
If we're doing rules as written, spending effort costs 3 points, but I have an edge of 3. Now, there's two ways this could be ruled. You could say, well, you already used your edge for using this ability, so the effort you have to pay for. Or you could say, no, that coupon for edge can be used for this item and that item. So either this is going to cost me 5 intellect or 2 intellect, depending on how you rule.
You want to spend a level of effort to ease the task and a level of effort to see farther. Is that correct?
No, I want to spend 2 levels of effort to increase how far I can see to 18 inches.
Okay.
I'm not expecting to see something, but not knowing something is still more definitive because I've tried to find it out. Ellie is realizing this is her fault for putting a green circle in the fountain.
Oh, no, I put the green circle on the fountain because I knew you were going to focus on it.
Well, you did say, and it's like that thing in that tower that you spent multiple sessions in.
Yes. Okay. What specifically are you trying to see through?
The masonry that is used to create the fountain. I want to, because no one knows where the water comes from. I want to see if it goes down to a source. Is there something embedded in the fountain? Is the water being magically created partway down? Is it just, oh, well, there's a pipe that goes down further than you can see? I'm expecting there to be a pipe that goes down further than I can see. But what if there isn't?
Okay. All right. First things first. You subtract your intellect edge from the cost of activating intellect abilities.
Yes.
So that doesn't count as using it to apply effort.
Okay. So this is going to cost a total of 2 intellect then.
So this is going to cost a total of 2 intellect.
All right.
And what you see when you look through the masonry is, first of all, that the water in the fountain is a 12 makes it easily. In fact, you get a minor effect on this.
As a minor effect, old Rob becomes sparkly. I hate it.
As long as you don't fall in, that'd make you sparkly.
As a minor effect, the water turns into LaCroix or whatever.
No, but I tell you what, if I will let you give someone an asset to continue investigating this. So the fountain is replenished by a set of 4 equally spaced openings. The openings are actually below the level of the water in the outer part of the fountain, in the inner part of the fountain too, but they don't seem to be participating in the replenishment of the inner part of the fountain. They sit below the level of the water, and anytime the water drops down to their level, they replenish it back up. So they essentially keep the water at a static level in the fountain, no matter how much is taken out of it.
So if it's fed if it's fed from a reservoir somewhere, that reservoir is at the same level or just slightly higher or lower than those openings.
When you look through the masonry, what you see is that there is indeed, you can see into the interior of the inner column. And what you see is that it is essentially a pipe going down farther than you can see.
I knew it.
It's a stonework column going down into the earth, filled with water. But the 4 outlets that are keeping the outer fountain filled are fed by streams of water that run up the inside of the column with no apparent mechanism for holding them in place or pumping the water.
My assumption then is that it's gravity fed, like aqueducts.
Long aqueducts.
Okay.
All right. So my suspicions are revealed to be correct, and I have an asset to give somebody else who wants to inspect this fountain. I'm going to reveal everything I've just found out.
It's Devin. Devin's smart.
And this one's a pipe, yeah, and this one's a pipe, and this one's a pipe, and this one's a pipe, and they go a long way. I like the pipe where we talked about a fountain for a long time and then got some mac and cheese.
Although Adelina knows, like, I would assume some amount of pipe stuff because, you know, we had our town around a river, and I would assume the blacksmith would know how to do pipes.
Probably. I mean, yeah. I'd have to climb in there to really check it out, but...
Let's not climb into their water, no.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, I don't think they'd like that very much. They'd be like, what are you doing? Get out of the water. You know?
With the river going through our town, we actually had less of a need for pipes.
Yeah.
But yes. But
somebody clearly put that together. I don't know who or when, but... I'm not really sure how the mechanism's working in there, but it's clearly making water.
What were the pipes made out of?
Stone. Oh. Wait, these are the ones that I call.
I think maybe I didn't communicate properly.
Oh.
The central part of the fountain is a stone, like a hollow stone column going down into the earth. Uh-huh. And it's filled with water.
Okay.
At the four, like running vertically down the inside of the column are... Or up the sides of the column, are four streams of water that aren't contained by anything. Like, it's not being fed by pipes. The water is just crawling up the sides of the column, the stone column.
Okay. So it's defying gravity, not gravity fed.
It is, yes, exactly. It is the opposite of gravity fed.
Hmm. It's a fizzy lifting drink.
It's magic's what it is.
Watch out for spinning blades.
Everybody's drinking magic water. Sip the magic... Take a cup of the magic water and take a sip.
It tastes like water.
And she's been puttering with this stuff. Yep, sure. Tastes like water. Mmm. Magic water.
What do you expect?
Magic water.
How clean is this water?
Very.
I mean...
Compared to old Rob, it's spotless.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Old Rob is cleaner for standing next to it.
You know, we're out here dust... it and whatnot get around, and you know, is this like magically clean water, or is this just a well that people have been taking some care to keep clean?
Well, I imagine no one's been actively trying to foul the water.
No, but
that would probably make people really angry.
Yeah.
And Ellie was about to answer the question.
Oh, sorry.
I interrupted first.
You don't see any particular effort to keep it clean. Hmm. It is nonetheless clean.
Magic water, magic fountain.
You keep just missing the pool skimming robot.
A little door opens up, and an aquatic Roomba just sort of slowly edges out into the pool. Little bubbles pop, rise up and pop in sequence to say, "I'm a 30-second bomb. I'm a 30-second bomb."
Devin. You've got the maps. Why don't indeed. We put a couple notes, make a little map of our own, and I wonder if there's more of these.
Indeed. I will start marking down mysterious fountains.
Right. Gonna be tromping all around the place looking for more fountains at some point, but wonder if they could be useful if we could figure out how to make them talk through time.
I just had a thought. I know. I'm as shocked as everyone else. I wonder, next time we take a trip, if we could get to here. This would be a landmark. This.
It certainly would.
Would be something where we could think, we buried that rock here.
Don't even need to bury the rock much, but could do.
Well, you don't want someone to pick it up over the next 1,000 years or so.
Well, that's right, because that's what they're going to be doing, is they're going to be taking all the rocks and moving them for other places. They said as much.
Yep. That's why you need to bury it. And that's why the GM would need to make a roll, because we spend too much time talking about this.
Well,
curse of the green circle.
We should probably go get some sleep if we're done trying to unravel this mystery. This damp mystery.
And this one is wet. And this one is wet.
It's around a fountain. Of course it's wet.
I wonder, does this work? Nope. Never mind. Foundry does not support emoji.
Tragic.
Time to find a mod that adds them.
Karasinda is going to head to the free tent and set up the bedroll on the best batch of straw for her old bones. I love the sound of the plane comes through there. That sounded very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Karasinda runs that quickly, though.
No, but it...
Maybe not. Yeah.
Only if Yakety Sax starts birds. Playing.
Yeah. Strange birds flying in the sky, wailing overhead.
As you're headed toward the free tent, someone... this is a young man, not older than Devin's students, but not by a lot. Maybe about as tall as Devin. Wearing fairly simple clothes, comes up to Adelina and says, excuse me, you're a blacksmith, aren't you?
Yes. Did you need something?
I saw the hammer and your metal sword. Only...
Yeah.
The house up at the north of the town. Mm-hmm. Jen, you weren't here last week.
No, I'm faking it.
All of these structures that look like houses are actually huge pavilion tents, except for the one at the top left, the one with the blue roof, which is actually a house. It is the first house in town.
First house in town. Looking for that right now.
For left very corner.
Left very corner. Well, okay, that one. Yeah, I think I see it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as you look at it, you can see that some of the stones that comprise the chimney have fallen out of place.
Oh.
The chimney has fallen. We didn't have a proper blacksmith when we built the chimney. Is there any chance you know how to convince the stones to return to their place?
I've done it before. I can try again.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, it's dark, so...
Is it dark now or not? I didn't understand.
It's getting darker.
Okay.
I see light sources. There's enough light,
especially since the fire is nearby.
All right. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go with whoever this person is to that house. If I can get there.
It's the one that says, I'm a house.
Oh, there it is. Yes. I'm a house. Okay, here I am.
I love our labeling system. I absolutely love our labeling system.
Yeah. Where did my character go? Just over here. Whoa. Something moved. All right. Let me...
Karasinda, there we go. I was going to go set up bed, but this is more interesting. And also Rob went this way, so she's going to have to keep old Rob out of trouble. Clearly. Yeah.
Old Rob's keeping you out of trouble.
I'm going to back up a bit here and like look at the chimney that seems to be falling. See what I can figure out about that. Yeah. Kind of assess it from here and not, stand under it and get, hit by rocks. Yeah, okay. Whose house is this? I'm asking the person that asked about this.
Oh, I haven't thought of a name for the person.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Is it your house? Is it your house?
My father's house.
Father's house. Okay. Is he home? I don't want to alarm him by walking in through the door.
He knew that I was coming to see you.
Ah, okay. All right. I'm going to go in and take a look at the fireplace. It's a good place to start, and unless he's got fire going. I'm going to go in and check it out and see what I can do.
All right.
And I go. Assume I'm in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is obviously a newly built house.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a whole lot of furniture here yet because, well, it's a newly built house. They haven't had a chance.
Yeah. Okay. So
the fireplace is technically competent, but not It's not built the way a blacksmith would have built it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You can't just stick little round and different shaped rocks to make one of these. That's, I don't know who did this, but yeah.
And there's nowhere to put the ingots to melt them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So she's going to like walk up to the fireplace and kind of like sort of jiggle one of the stones to see if it's how loose these are right away. And like, if we'd have to evacuate.
They're pretty solid. They've been mortared in place.
Oh, good. Okay. But that's not bad, but yeah.
Like a lay person has to mortar the stones together. Blacksmith knows how to convince them to stay together without being glued.
Yes. Okay. So most of them seem to be pretty glued down, which is odd. But I can try to talk them into staying more, I guess. And then I'll go on the roof and see what's going on up there.
All of the stones have come. The chimney is like an external chimney, like it runs up the side of the house.
Oh, okay.
And all of the stones that have fallen out are at ground level.
Okay.
You don't need to climb.
Okay, that's cool. And it seems like these stones are staying put, and I don't need to convince them of anything if they've got mortar. That seems to keep them in place. So I'll go around the back of the house and like take a look at whatever fell out of that part of the chimney or whatever, you know, try to stick them back in. I don't have any mortar, so I'm going to have to convince them to go back in, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to start picking them up and trying to, you know, gather them in a little pile here and then sort of talk to them a little bit, which is going to sound weird, you know? But she's going to do it anyway after she gathers those up. And when she thinks she's got all of them, she's like, okay, stones, I need you to go back into your spot now. If you don't go back, you're going to cause harm to the people who live here. So just let me help you, okay? And I wait a minute.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll and beat a 3.
Okay. Beat a 3. Is it a d20? Which one do you want?
Yeah.
Okay. I beat a 3.
And that's an 8. That's a 3. Okay. Between your various abilities and skills,
mm-hmm.
you know how to put your intention into the stone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that it will do what you want it to. And as you talk to the stones, the little pile of stones,
mm-hmm.
and put your intention into the pile of stones,
mm-hmm.
they begin creeping back up into the chimney.
Oh, good. Good job, little guys.
And seating themselves where they need to be structurally sound without needing additional mortar to hold them in place.
Okay. Great job.
And this takes like roughly 60 seconds.
Yeah.
From start to finish.
You know, I had to convince them to go back in, so they did. How we got some of the forges going in other places, from what I've heard and what I helped with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I guess I'm done. I'm gonna like wipe all the dust off my hands and come back around and find probably find the person. I don't know if the person that came to me here is standing outside or if he's in the house with his father, but yeah, I can talk to him.
No, he's stayed out and stuck around. Goodness, okay. I heard about the skill of blacksmiths, but I've never seen it myself. That was wondrous.
Well, thank you. You just to talk to the stones the right way, or the bricks, as whatever they are at the time. These were stones, so I think they kind of want to stay together. I don't know why they fell out, but they seem happy now.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
We are very grateful. Please, my father is retiring for the night, but please speak to him in the morning.
All right, I can do that. Sure. No problem.
In the meantime, have a good night and sleep well.
Oh, may you and your father both sleep well. We'll go find some place to sleep. I know there's a pavilion somewhere.
There's a free tent.
It's a free tent? Yeah.
It's one of the large ones. It's the one over the far northeast, upper right, that are...
Yeah.
Maybe it is the one there? Okay, so we're going to go over there. So it won't be too far to come back to, right?
It's the new text tent.
New text tent. Okay, I got to make this bigger, I think. I'm having a little trouble
here. Rob shows up early to get a bad spot.
I can't get my character to move.
There's also
there new text.
No, I accidentally put a new text. It's over here at the upper.
Okay. Clients.
There's also walls put in place for the tents. So you can't just slide through everything unless the GM grabs you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We can't do an Aladdin and Apu moment of running through all the tent stalls. And then brandishing a sword to make everyone flip out because Adelina's got a sword.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't have swords, actually.
Because they're metal. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I'm a free tent. Cute.
I am not a number. I am a free tent.
There needs to be a crow on this map somewhere, and we can label it Free Bird.
It'll
be holding a little lighter in the air by one wing.
There are no free birds, only birds with no down payment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we got like four of our cocktails, actually. People brought
no down payment.
No, just here you go.
I don't know why Io's comment hit me like that. It's usually a comment that Ellie would make, but well done, Io.
Mm-hmm.
It's something Beth says about cats a lot.
Oh, okay.
I forget where I picked it up. Probably Reader's Digest a long, long time ago. There are no free cats. There are only cats with no down payment.
Yes. I remind myself of this every time my mom mentions the mama cat under her porch with four kittens.
Oh, my.
Well, try and catch them and...
They moved from the part of the porch where they'd be easy to catch them to the part of the porch where none of us is thin or agile enough to go under there anymore.
Oh.
Well, actually, no. My nephew could do it, but he's three. And we'd never get him back out.
Right.
Anyway, we were in the free tent. Mm-hmm. Old Rob probably started snoring before he laid down. We got to warm up first. You don't do a full night snoring without your stretches.
Yeah, of course.
Make sure the uvula wobbles properly.
I'm sure everyone will hear it. You don't have to worry.
No, I'm not worried about the volume. Oh. I've got that down. I'm worried about being sore in the morning.
Oh. You'll
be sore in the morning if you ain't careful.
This is also why old Rob got there early to get a bad spot, because fewer people would want to be there.
Okay.
Valid.
He's a jerk and a menace, but he's a kind-hearted jerk and menace.
All right, well, Adelina's going to go in and find a spot. I know a lot of it is hay, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm
going to go find a pile of hay and put all my stuff next to me within reach so nobody takes the shinies. Probably be holding on to the weapons. Go ahead.
Yeah, we probably
there are guards posted around the edge of the free tent to make sure that nobody is pilfering.
Oh, good. And then she goes to sleep.
For all of this is kind of a laissez-faire town, they take the free tent pretty seriously.
Mm. That's good. That's good.
Okay, everybody's laying down and going to sleep?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's sleepy time. Except
then,
nonsense.
I'm going
Why don't we take 5 minutes and...
Yay!
When we get back, we'll wake up in the morning.
And okay. I will have healed my 2 intellect points that I spent. Because
sleep that knits
because doing nothing for 10 minutes would grant me a minimum 2 points in whatever health pool I have. Anyway, I'm going to mute it. Well, pause it. One of those things will be done.
Do we have an EO?
Yes.
Allegedly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What in the world? I installed a new program and then reopened Firefox, and now Firefox has inexplicably decided to take the icon of the new program.
What?
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
No, it's not. Well, I'm ready when y'all are, so shall we start?
Button.
I've been starting the whole time.
That's concerning.
Well, we're back from our break, and you've been here the whole time.
Don't ask how many weeks. Your family misses you.
They keep calling. Tell them you're okay. It's been a night and kind of a chilly night, but not like overly so. You've been sleeping in the hay and generally not terribly disturbed. The guards have been on duty all night, so nothing got stolen. And now it's bright and early. And the smell of, well, something resembling coffee and something resembling food is coming in from the far side of the camp.
Oh, someone else did the cooking. Do we have money to pay for this?
If you don't, there's a job board. You can promise to do work in exchange for food. They won't let you do it too many times without actually doing the work. But
I'm sure I can forage up something in a bit.
Old Rob is debating the difference between 5 more minutes and going from horizontal to vertical in order to go towards food smell.
Forgot to unpause the game.
Can't do anything. It's
right. Well,
there are 2 of me here. I delete that one.
One of them may be a ghost.
Yeah, okay. I think one of them's a ghost.
Oh, there it went. Excellent.
The ghost of Karasinda's past.
It was a really vivid dream. Okay.
And you thought me bad if it duplicated me.
No, that was worse. That was a nightmare. Gonna hobble over. Got a stiff knee. Got a stiff ankle. Got a walking stick. Just sort of limp, limp, limp.
Good morning, everyone.
It is a morning. You are correct.
It's morning, and somebody else did the cooking. So if we can manage to get that sorted out so that I can get some of that, I suppose that'll make it good.
I'm trying to be optimistic.
They might have coffee.
That's very optimistic.
Actually, they probably wouldn't have coffee. I don't think this is the right climate for coffee beans.
It's definitely not, but they have something that approximates it.
Some kind of tea. Something herbal with caffeine.
More or less.
More or less.
It's caffeine. It's more or less herbal.
Ah, okay. Gonna hobble over.
I think I previously said that it comes from a legume, but I'm not sure.
You're saying that it's a beverage from the dark legume?
Yes.
No, it's a dark beverage from a legume.
One or t'other.
It's brown. It has caffeine in it.
And that's the important part.
It's caffeinated chocolate.
Yeah, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Also, not something that you can grow. Not
the right kind of chocolate either.
Yeah.
Whatever, so long as it'll help me wake up. Let's go.
Okay.
Hobble, hobble, hobble.
Well, you join the shambling horde that's shuffling toward the fire on the far side of town.
The smell of caffeine.
It's the cartoon thing where everyone's sort of like wafting on the breeze, being led by their nose.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
As a visible scent trail goes through the area.
With a bit of hobbling.
Yes. So I have a problem. Every time I have a machine that either does single cups or a full pot, and typically I do single cups. But every so often I think, you know, I'm drinking coffee more regularly. I should just make, like, 3 cups worth of coffee. And that is the day that I only want 1 cup.
Of course.
And that's when you pour it in a container that you can keep in your fridge.
Yeah, I actually usually freeze it into cubes.
Oh, yes. That works very well. Because the worst thing about iced coffee is the ice displaces volume that could be used for more coffee. But what if ice was coffee?
It's true. Mm-hmm. Because you have traveled light, you are one of the first groups to actually get to the fire. The coffee hasn't been brewing for long, but it's been brewing long enough to smell good. And the fellow at the fire is, you know, he's, as I said, he's happy to spot you a meal and a cup of coffee if you'll do some of the chores on the work list.
Check out that work list there. Let's just check this out.
There's a board down to your southeast on the map. Near the center of town. That's got things pinned to it.
Oh, Socket approaches the job board. Hello, Socket. I have acquired 1 cat in my lap.
Mm-hmm.
All of my abilities to roll dice are now hindered.
I actually moved my character in Foundry.
It's theater of the mind. We'll be fine.
Yeah. The food is some kind of potato hash and with sausage in it.
Oh, nice.
It's something edible. Mm-hmm. It's something edible that we didn't cook ourselves. And that makes
isn't
it awesome.
Food brick. That isn't mushroom.
Well, don't ask what's in the sausage.
Yeah. It's, no. Well, it could be mushroom sausage, but
it could be ordinary sausage, which is worse.
It's scrapple.
Scrapple isn't bad. I have had a scrapple.
I mean, the key point is Karasinda did not have to forage it up, and it's not food brick. So, and somebody else cooked it.
Yep.
So she will check and see what things need to be done to pay for food.
Yes. What is on the side quest job board? Let's see. First mission, kill 10 rats.
No.
I mean, it is various things like that, though. Go collect some stuff, get rid of some pests that are bothering the camp. There are a couple, run into the edge of the wild and grab something and come back out. Those look like maybe they don't get touched very often. There's a regular skim the fountain one, but looking over, the fountain doesn't really need skimming right now. Possibly someone's just done it.
Could be.
There are a couple bigger projects, like build a watchtower. But yeah, for the most part, it's little stuff. Let's see, you know, the kind of thing that a camp like this would need doing. Go around and make sure the paths are clear. Take the trash out to the established dumping spot.
What was the one about go out into the wilds and pick up
Grab
something. Okay.
Also, there's inexplicably an escort quest where we can either run faster than the person who's being escorted or walk slower than them, but there's no in between.
Been there, yeah. Done that.
They will also walk into every group of mobs in the forest.
Yep. You can walk backwards, and then you go at the right speed.
At the risk of jinxing it, it wouldn't be too difficult for us to get something from the edge of the wilds, would it, considering the protective equipment?
Mm-hmm. That's true. We should probably sign up for that.
So long as you don't have to bring back Gortusk livers or something.
What's if Gortusks don't have livers half the time? It's a problem.
Half the time? Not even that much.
Well, the other half the time they don't have it. And of the times that they do have it, half the time the liver's too mangled to be useful, because that's how you caught the thing, is by tearing its liver out.
I blame their rampant alcoholism.
Well, I mean that too.
Those truffles they eat have been fermenting.
It ain't the truffles, it's the fallen fruit.
You know, I'm going to choose to believe that Gortusks don't exist, and they're just arguing over the habits of a completely fictional creature.
I mean, I think that's entirely probable.
It might be possible that old Rob heard in a story. It also might be possible that old Rob heard of something that sounded vaguely like Gortusk, and he mispronounced it, but wasn't going to take it back.
It's entirely possible that Kerrison is just going to argue with him on general principles and make see how many people believe that there's such a thing called a Gortusk.
The real question is there a plot twist where, in fact, Kerrison is the one who came up with Gortusks?
Just going to hold a halo up over my head.
That halo is wrapped in tinfoil and held up with a metal clothing hanger.
But it's still a halo.
So what are we looking for in the wilds?
Well, this episode goes live in...
I just said various things.
Well,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No.
That's fine.
It stands to reason that this episode will go live in October. So probably things like pumpkins and spiderwebs, maybe a black cat...
something horrible out of the woods?
No right. One's going to want that.
I don't know. I could just see us dragging something horrible in that we've got a muzzle on and saying, here, we found something for you.
Well, let's go get these various things by going into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, and home before dark.
Okay.
I think that's sure. A song.
I made sure to not say it quite right because I'm pretty sure Sondheim has arms that reach long and far.
Mm. Parody.
My favorite parody of that song is Into the Words.
Oh.
It's a wonderful...
I've heard of that, but I don't know.
I have found versions of it performed on YouTube. And at the very end of the song, the guy who's the lead singer for it says, very good, you all graduate. Now let's try it up to tempo. And they sing it double speed.
Oh, wow.
It's moderately impressive.
Okay.
Put our names down on the job board for going and grabbing things out of the woods.
There's one. It's less put your names down and more people just tack jobs up and then you untack the job and take it with you. And then you just
grab
turn
that
it up. In with the slip of paper when you're done.
Grab that one.
But, okay. There is, let's see. I'm trying to decide how to describe these. There is one person who thought they saw a glimpse of a ruined building somewhere in the, a little ways into the wilds as they were passing by, but didn't have the opportunity to investigate, and they want to know what it is.
I don't mind knowing what it is.
There's an investigate a statue in the middle of a river one, and there's one where the person was approached by someone as they were passing by a grove of trees, and they were asked to deliver a message, and they couldn't at the time, but they were hoping someone would go back and see what was up with that and maybe deliver the message.
There's one person hanging out underneath a grove of trees with a yellow exclamation point above their head.
Concerning.
That's a question mark. The yellow exclamation point is over the job board.
Perfect.
Well, this one's blue. It's repeatable.
Okay. So off we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can just... there are, all three of them are separate slips of paper. You can do whichever one you want.
And this one's a quest, and this one's a quest, and this one's a quest. What is this, a job board?
I want to investigate that building.
Might be
another tower.
I kind of want to check out the statue.
I mean, that too. Maybe that one next.
Right. Tower.
Take all three of them.
Well, yes, but we can't do all three at the same time. So, tower, then statue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then speaking for the trees.
Seems reasonable.
Somewhere in the distance, you hear the lawyer for Dr. Seuss.
My ears aren't that good. You'd have to ask Horton.
I thought we got the who's over with when we were posting gifts.
Those were the only ones who had degrees. Doctorates, I believe.
I like the implication in Horton. I think we've discussed this before. That the Grinch is like a quarter inch tall.
Oh, not even, because they don't live on a flower. They live on a speck of dust that's on the flower.
Right.
So he's microscopic.
Right. Whoville, of course.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I said what I said, and I meant what I meant.
Something, something, 100%. Got it.
Let's make like a tree and get out of here.
Okay.
There is a forested area to your west. You can see it be like the... There's sort of a shroud as the wilds begin. So like the wilds don't start at the edge of the woods. They start actually fairly close to the camp as things go. But you can tell where they are because there is like the sun doesn't seem to shine as brightly, and there's a sort of pall over the area. It's not a really sharp delineation, but it's
like walking into a bank of mist.
Kind of, yeah. But this ruined building was to the southwest of where you are. They said nearby was a river that sometimes runs underground. So
interesting.
Time to start tramping along.
Sometimes you just walk.
Start tramping along.
Okay.
Find the river and look around, I guess.
Yep.
Look, I'm in the wilds. I'm out of the wilds. I'm in the wilds. I'm out of the wilds. I'm in the wilds.
Stop jumping back and forth over an imaginary line, would you? It makes weird little words appear over your head about where you are.
I'm out of the wilds.
Stop that, I say.
Every time old Rob says this, it looks like it's happening in real time, but in reality, there's a loading screen each time.
Everything gets really pixelated for a second. Yeah.
Old Rob does jump every time old Rob goes through into the wilds. It's tradition.
It's tradition. All right. Well, you're walking through for a while. That it feels like you're not getting as much sunlight. Like it's not just darker. That it feels clammier and colder.
And everything around us is this gray expanse of squares.
I do believe that this is an absolute... I wonder if this is where we should be thinking about recharging that little gizmo some.
This might take some, no, all of my cunning.
Low bar.
Click, 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 click.
If you don't have 10 XP by now. I definitely spend some time on this journey telling everyone a story about early adventurers going into the wilds and things that they came back to tell about. Half of it isn't true, but that's besides the point. Which half?
It's not about the truth, it's about the bonuses.
Which half? Old Rob is actually not quite sure. He's told the story too many times, yet it keeps changing. Possibly has circled back around.
I think I should be walking in front.
In any case, yes, old Rob does use anecdote for this, hoping to give us a bonus for things that involve the wilds.
Okay.
So what are we doing first?
Going to a tower.
Looking for the
tower. Okay.
A ruined tower. And then I am yelling at the cat.
And we will not sing.
No, we're not singing.
Because none of us have any horses.
Indeed. I will not sing Horse Tamer's Daughter about ruined towers.
Well, look, there's the tower.
Found it.
Someone has drawn a tower. Mm-hmm. I will not sing. I promise I will not sing.
Beth begins to shake violently and then bursts out into song.
I'm not singing.
Beth begins to shake violently and then break out an ocarina.
But oh. It's in your head now, isn't it?
Of course it's in my head now.
Good, it was in my head.
The best part is, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
A very long song that has a chorus with a tower. Ellie, may I?
I will post a link.
Okay.
Yeah, please post a link.
Good idea. I would not sing the whole thing by any means.
Yes, we don't have 13 minutes.
More like 15 if I draw out some of it long enough. Never mind. We are tromping, we are trekking, we are looking for a tower in the game, and the link will be...
Yes. Okay. Well, you trek for about half an hour before you get to the woods, and then you trek for another 45 minutes to an hour before you reach the point where the person thought they saw the building. And there isn't a building here, but you do hear a river nearby.
Well, I guess we can go that way.
Perhaps a river runs through it.
Harrisinda has also been, when she notices something useful, picking up, you know, any useful herbs that don't look like they're the very last herb in the patch or whatever, because that would just be wrong.
Okay.
And doing a little bit of foraging as we go, which is probably going to be no more than snacks at best.
Okay. Maybe leave the mushrooms.
Not taking any mushrooms at the moment. I know when they're the right kind of mushroom.
Okay. Harrison, go ahead and give me a roll out of 6, please.
I have to roll above a 6?
Yes.
Okay.
11. Okay. Yeah, you find some herbs that are worth picking up.
Okay.
Or at least they look like herbs that are worth picking up. Herbs and plants and stuff.
Tuck them into a section of her basket or backpack or whatever she's got so that, you know, evaluate more closely later.
Okay. Well, you've headed south toward the river, and eventually you find yourselves here.
Oh.
This map is, the grid's a little off. I have put you to scale with the map, but the grid is substantially larger because I couldn't get it to go any smaller.
Ah, okay.
But there is a rise to the east, and you can see there's a river to the south, west sort of, that flows northwest to southeast. And in front of you is, it looks like a ruined stone building. It is not one of the towers. And it's not really clear that it was ever much of a building. But, there's vines along the ground, and there's part of a ceiling still standing.
I want to go inside.
Okay, uh-huh. You can...
be careful under that ceiling.
Oh, I'll
you
be
can all
right.
Go ahead and make me a roll to investigate if you like.
Okay.
If you have assets to it, let me know what you're using as an asset. Otherwise, it's DC 12.
Might I study it and thereby gain an interaction asset with understanding ability?
Sure.
And I still rolled a frickin' 7.
Aw.
Can I spend a couple levels of effort?
Sure.
Okay, I have an intellect edge of 3, and I assume this is intellect-based, so I get the first one free. The second one is 2 points?
The second one is 2 points, that's right. You only have 26.
And that will reduce the difficulty to 6, right? I mean, not difficulty 6, but like the DC.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I'm remembering the math correctly. I rolled a 2.
Oh, no.
At least it wasn't a crit fail. So yeah. I am practiced in identifying. I am trained in local history, which I've been trying to get stories of the area around here. So it might still be considered local. That's a GM discretion. I told an anecdote about going into the wilds to give a bonus there at the GM's discretion. And I'm spending a free level of effort because I have an intellect edge of 3.
Okay.
All right.
And what does that bring your DC down to?
I have no idea, but I rolled a 10.
Okay. All right. Here is what everybody sees. It is an ancient collapsed stone building. It was roughly built. This is not the tower. This is not anything close to the tower. This was like some people stacked some rocks. It is carved in lightning bolt motifs. That have, even after all this time, little bits of yellow paint stuck to them. It doesn't seem like artificial paint. This is like someone mixed some mud and some water together and made used a binder and used natural dyes. And it's actually kind of surprising that it hasn't all worn away. There's vines all over the ground, and it's covered in vegetation. Karasinda and Rob, With a closer look, you can tell that this was painted. This was originally painted various shades of gray and yellow. And it wasn't like the yellow was usually solid, but the grays were, I guess, variegated is the word I'm looking for.
Someone's been making storm clouds all over this thing with the lightning bolts.
There's like 10 shades of gray here.
Well, there's a lot of shades of gray in a storm cloud.
But is it gray with an E or gray with an A?
Well, this one's gray with an E, and that one over there is gray with an A. You can tell because the A is a little bit warmer.
I've been told that it's gray with an A if you're American, and it's gray with an E if you're from England.
That's correct, yes.
But none of those places exist in this Cypher System game.
In this game, yeah.
None of those details.
In my head, canon, I want it to be like the argument between GIF and GIF, but it's how to spell gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, obviously, they're slightly different colors.
Adelina, mm-hmm. with a 20.
Yep.
First of all, you get a player intrusion.
Okay.
You can hang on to that and use it this session.
Okay.
Now I think is not the time for it, but I'll let you know.
Okay.
You know, having examined this and having your history, this building is simultaneously ancient, like before the war, ancient.
Oh.
And could not have stood very long without regular maintenance. Someone would have had to come by at least once a year. And, like, make sure that all the stones were still in place.
Are the stones still in place now?
No.
Okay.
No, nobody's been here for a very long time. This is its collapsed state.
Okay. I kind of want to go in and convince the stones to go back where they're supposed to be. Or at least some of them.
Well, you can do that. It's, okay. Like, there are places to go inside.
Okay. So I'm going to go inside and look around at the stones, see how many... Okay. Seem to be, I don't know, wanting to go back to where they were, I guess.
These are stones that haven't talked to anybody in a very, very long time.
Okay.
That haven't been interacted with in a very long time. They're, by the way, there's a blue ring on the ground that, next to Adelina, that is not one of the fountains.
Okay.
It's actually a green circle.
I'm heading that off at the pass.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I wasn't sure what that was either, but... okay, so I'm in there and I'm going to see if I can talk to the stones, like I did with the thing in the town, the fireplace or whatever it was.
Okay.
So I'm going to just sit down because they're on the ground. So I'm going to sit down on the ground and talk to them. Hi, I see you're all over the place. Would you like some help getting back into where you were? And I'm going to wait.
There's a little rumbling. They've been lying here for a long time. They're pretty content where they are.
Okay. Well,
one of them always lies.
Convincing.
Yeah.
You can at least convince mm-hmm. them to move into another, like some of them you can convince to move into another spot where they're stable.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
Like
some don't want to
move. They don't really, they feel like they're comfortable where they are mostly.
Okay. Well, at least keep them from falling in on us when we're poking around in here.
Right. But I would guess if any of them really wanted to go back to where they were, they'd probably have the opportunity to do it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But if they like the floor, they can stay on the floor.
Excuse me.
Go shoot it.
Okay. So everybody, if you want to investigate the inside of the temple, that is... fine too.
Yep. Yes, it does look like some kind of weather temple. So what is the thing that is drawn on the ground? Is that only on the map you have, or is that actually in the...
That's just on the map I have. There is something important about it, but it isn't a fountain.
Not a fountain.
And not a fountain. In fact, you're going to have to do some clearing to get to it.
All right. I'll start moving the rocks a little bit and trying to help them. I don't know, I'll pick up two of them and be like, where do you want to be instead? You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Kerosene is going to work on cleaning vines. After all, there's all this vegetation here. and some of it might be useful. She's going to examine it as she's pulling it around. But does weeding come under housekeeping?
Probably. Housekeeping and
botany. And
botany. Yeah.
A little bit herb and andlin. Let's andle some of these herbs over to elsewhere. Should I roll for this or just assume?
Yeah, go ahead and roll for it.
17?
Yeah, you're doing fine.
Okay. I'm going to do a roll and see if the two rocks I picked up want to move to somewhere else.
I rolled a 4. I'm poking at things ineffectually.
I got a 15.
15? The rocks don't really have an opinion as long as they're stable.
Okay. I will go find them someplace that's stable, like maybe part of the wall that looks like they would fit pretty easily.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nothing here looks like it was built to hold horses.
Okay.
You both get the sense that there might not always have been a forest here.
I do believe these woods have grown up in the time that it's been abandoned.
Well, it makes sense if nobody's maintaining it.
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His tent is in the village, though.
I am going to grab this here bundle of vines that's been snaking around the place that I have ripped up, and I am going to shake them at you in a threatening way.
Yeah, you seem to have cleared out a path less traveled. That will make all the difference.
I'm going to smack you with these here vines.
Between the vines and the rocks that you've picked up, you have uncovered a foot. It's not a person's foot. It's a stone foot. But it's a foot.
And somewhere nearby, there's going to be a sneering visage, right?
There's mysteries afoot.
So if it's a stone foot, was there a statue here of some kind that they, whoever lived here originally... I don't know, liked or.
Oh, there might still be a statue. The foot is like, it's entirely possible that there is also the rest of the statue buried under the rocks.
Oh, the neat. Let's try excavating that.
The foot is lying such that it's entirely possible that the statue is just there and just lying on its back.
Okay, I'm going to start...
It's a statue of you, Rob. I'm going to have an absolute sulk about it.
I did a search for stone foot, and I found this GIF. It's just confused.
I don't know what I expected.
Yeah.
Neither did it. Okay. It didn't know what to expect either.
The cat wonders why you're touching its little paws.
I just stared at you like, why? Okay, I'm going to start convincing the rocks to move a little bit off of the statue. Maybe put them to the side of it if they'll let me.
Drag the vines away.
I will also attempt to help clear vines.
Okay, Rob, actually, with your 4 up there, you have found the ruins of a little stone bowl, and obviously originally inside it, but now scattered like around the ruins are a bunch of little medallions about a knuckle wide, made of tarnished metal. It's not rusted, it's just discolored. And they're all embossed with lightning bolts.
Lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Understood.
Devin, are you looking around?
Yes.
Did you make a roll or that I missed? Or
nope.
Okay.
There's what I should be rolling.
Just the general investigation, same thing as before.
Okay.
Research, possibly.
I will spend my free level of effort. I got an 18.
An 18.
Oh, good.
The more that Karasinda and Adelina uncover.
I did not mean to do that, but sorry.
No problem. They are near this blue thing on the ground, and that looks like it's actually a pedestal.
What's that blue thing doing here?
No.
Waiting not being a green statue. Thing.
It's waiting for the statue, isn't it?
The statue might have stood on. at the west side of the pedestal. It is partially covered by rocks, or I should say they are partially covered by rocks. You find a pair of thin gold loops. Well, half loops. They're not quite semicircles. They're like if you had taken a semicircle and sort of bent one end inward. And they have, there's some obvious, unlike the medallions, this gold has not, like, it may as well have just been made yesterday.
That's strange.
Grubby?
You look a bit magical.
Which one of you is that?
Let's take a look at you.
Okay. I tell you what, we are going to take a brief break after what I say next, but with what I just rolled, all of you, as soon as you see these, recognize them. They fit over your ears, and they make your vision better.
Wow.
And we're going to pause it for just a second.
Okay.
So, you have found a pair of half loops made of gold that you all recognize.
I hold them up to Devin's face.
I have my own, thank you.
I'm comparing the ones on Devin's face to the ones we found.
I don't think those are calibrated for my eyesight.
Look, we already know time travel's a thing.
Point.
Devin's are also of substantially different construction.
Yes, mine are full loops. Those are half loops.
Yes.
Still just worth checking.
I put them on.
Okay.
This is where I find I'm attuned to a cursed object.
Oh no.
This is where
everybody
the cursed
around you turns into a skeleton.
This is where the cursed object finds it's attuned to me and goes, oh no.
Okay, you put them on, and everybody else sees your eyes get sort of a glow, but you don't really notice a difference.
So I don't notice anything.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, that's a bit odd.
Well, these don't seem to do anything. Here, what do you make of them?
Who are you handing them to?
I'm just holding it out, expecting someone to think that they might be the one who's supposed to take it.
Here, you know, I wonder if they're... I'm going to take off my glasses and put on these glasses.
Okay.
Is everything blurry?
No. You are seeing exactly as though you were wearing your own glasses.
Old Rob puts on Universal Devin's glasses.
Devin's glasses only work for him. For Rob,
they're a cursed item.
Everything kind of blurry.
This is exactly what the player was expecting to happen. How do I look?
Adelina's going to put one on and see how that goes. If it doesn't feel weird, she'll put another one on her other ear.
Well, I think you look quite normal, but I suspect that you're looking badly.
Like the dog with no nose.
Adelina, which are you putting on?
One of those little rings, I guess.
The half loops?
The half loops, yes.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure whether Devin's glasses were being passed around.
Oh, that would have been funny if it...
No.
Yeah.
Old Rob is going to hand those glasses back to Devin. Old Rob is not passing Devin's glasses around.
Okay.
Okay, that Adelina makes more sense now. Go ahead.
With the half loops that don't seem to do anything to your vision. Oh, although, right. To everybody else, your eyes start glowing more than they originally did.
Mm, yeah, her eyes do glow around like fires and forges, too.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you can certainly be fancy with the glowing eyes and all.
Yeah.
Glowing eyes? Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't do that for me.
Well, you're not a Felta.
Put them on again and let's look.
Well, I didn't do it the first time. I put them on again.
Yep. His eyes are glowing a little bit.
See? Nothing.
It's like there's a... Yeah, it's like there's a golden, like, shimmer across them.
Universal glasses.
I just realized We all become anime characters when we put the glasses on.
Yeah, kind of. Devin, your glasses had to be very carefully tuned for your eyes.
But they don't do a glow. Don't make a glow.
Not really. Karasinda, are you trying the glasses on, or are
you
let sleeping dogs lie?
No. Let's try these things on, see how it works.
Okay. To everybody else, Karasinda's eyes get a little golden shimmer to them. Karasinda, the world is suddenly much clearer. You take them off and you kind of didn't realize that there was a blurry edge to everything. You'd just gotten so used to the world looking like that.
I do believe that I might need glasses.
Huh. I'm in this plot line and don't like it.
I mean, the players always needed glasses, so...
Yeah. The GM is speaking from experience.
That's why it's hitting home to this player. Mm-hmm. Same experience. How many pair of glasses did we find? Just the one, or is there...
Just the one.
Okay, so we've been trading it around.
Yeah.
Just had a thought. Whoever's got the glasses now, I'm assuming it's Karasinda, but try looking around while you're wearing them. See if you notice anything about the tower or, well, not really a tower. The pile of rocks that aspires one day to be a tower.
I'm not sure it ever aspired to be a tower. I think it's a temple. All right, I'll poke around with them all if you don't. I'll trade them off to somebody else if need be. Sure.
Go ahead and give me one more investigation roll, everybody.
Okay.
And you get an automatic asset to this because you've been...
19?
Oh, okay.
GM intrusion!
Does that cancel out the 20 you got previously?
Did
no.
I
get 20 previously? No.
Oh. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. I did? Yeah. Yes.
I'm terrible with numbers, yeah.
Yeah, you got crit success earlier.
I did, so this is a 1.
Devin got a 4. Okay. So, Karasinda, you notice it first, but Rob and Devin, you find this too. On the back of the pedestal, on the east side of the pedestal, at the bottom, is a carving. Specifically, it's an inscription. And it is not an inscription that you understand. It is not an inscription that you... It's not a language that you know, but it is one of the languages in the Rosetta book.
Devin, time to write something down again.
It's not terribly hard to copy down. It's 3 lines of maybe 20 characters apiece.
Indeed, I'm going to copy that down.
While you're copying that down, I'm going to see if I can help clear off that statue again.
Okay.
The inscription translated says, and this is Husband a pile of rocks, is... and this is a pile of rocks, and this is a... Were we inscribed in a ruin?
King of kings. Ozymandias, king of kings.
Look upon my works, ye mighty.
And
this pear, so delicious.
I knew where you were going with that.
Karasinda, with a 19, while you're clearing away rocks, you will find a different inscription on the pedestal. And this is actually a language that you recognize. You still don't understand it, but you recognize it because it's the same language that was written on the Ugog standing stones.
Hmm.
And it's a short little thing, and it is very obviously not an official inscription. The other one is like someone was, if you didn't know better, you'd say someone was paid to carve these letters in. This looks like someone scrawled them when no one was looking.
Hmm. So there's a whole bunch that looks serious, but there's one inscription that probably translates to, the foreman's nose is unusually large.
Well, since everybody else is looking at the pedestal the statue should go on, I'm going to try to find pieces of the statue if I can. So let's see if it works. Well, it's slightly better than 1.
You're uncovering the the statue as you move the rocks and vines. It's like it's sort of, it looks like it fell out of place and slid and maybe was shoved, but it's still mostly whole. Like there's been some weathering, there's been some like there's some chips out of it. It's obviously been rained on. There's moss growing on it, but it's more or less intact.
Okay.
And it is a tall female figure with slightly pointed ears and long hair. Taller than you, but definitely taller than, actually taller than anybody in the party.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe this is a picture of a stormy sky statue. Whatever.
Oh.
And she is not holding a lightning bolt. She is holding a, well, it's broken off, but you can find the other piece of it. Well, two other pieces of it. It's a long curved blade.
Like a scythe?
No, like a, I've got to find the.
A scimitar?
Something like a scimitar, yeah.
Okay.
I still like my fun. I mean, it's got, obviously, it clouds, lightning bolts, and this here is clearly a sky. She must be a stormy sky, right?
Thunderbolts and lightning? Very, very frightening.
Very, very frightening.
I swear I'm going to throw things at both of you. Through the fourth wall!
Says the person who just called her a stormy sky. Just pointing out.
Who's Ginny Vago?
Well, let's see if we can get this statue back up on the pedestal.
Yeah.
Certainly can't drag it back to the place.
No.
Can you convince it to stay there once we get it up?
Maybe. Is it stone or is it... I'm going to knock on it and see if it sounds like metal.
It's stone.
It's stone. Yeah, it's just stone.
Suppose it's worth giving it a heave-ho.
If you'd asked me this morning if I was going to be helping to reassemble a statue in the middle of the wilds, I would have said, yeah, it tracks with all the other nonsense I've been doing.
Pretty much. Trouble is,
it does.
I'm not that strong, you know? Spinning and all walking along. But let's give it a shot if you want.
Now, I recall there was this one guy who said...
I was talking over you.
A little lighter. Sorry, I was saying perhaps it will oblige us in being a little lighter.
That could help.
Well, maybe.
Also, I recall this story about a guy who said that if you had a lever that was large enough and a fulcrum in the right place, that you could move, like, pretty much anything. What was his name? Aris Turtle or something.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I told you that story.
It's quite right. Possible well, old Rob has already told this story multiple times, changing it drastically.
Of course. So if she's made of stone, can I convince her to let us help her up, maybe?
Sure. Give me a roll.
Okay.
It's also trying to convince the statue to be lighter, if I recall. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell anecdote about the statue.
13? Yeah, 13 will do it.
Okay, I'm going to look for a lever.
You've got a walking stick.
I'm going to look for another lever.
Oh.
The 19.
There are plenty of fallen branches outside.
Let's get a nice sturdy one, equivalent to the walking stick, but one that I will not cry over if it breaks.
Should also probably put the foot on the pedestal, unless that wasn't separate from the statue.
I don't know. It might have been.
It was not.
Okay.
It's not? Okay.
It's part of the statue. It's still connected.
Oh, good.
All right.
I think that's what Ellie said.
Heave-ho, and up she rises.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hope.
Actually, we were only traveling for like half an hour, so it's still early in the morning.
Oh. No, we were traveling for about 2 hours. I'm pretty sure that it's half an hour, and then another hour and a half, and then a bit more. It's not early in the morning.
Look. Is it before 5 p.m.? It's early in the morning for old Rob.
Oh, my.
There is that.
He actually gets up at 4:30 every morning like clockwork, but he's not going to tell anyone that.
Okay. So are we now moving this statue onto the pedestal?
Well, Harrison is going outside to see if she can find a laver.
Okay.
And you and Devin are convincing the statue to lighten up.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that's the right lever?
I could just see old Rob following her around. Bothering Karasinda.
I know exactly why we have this lever.
All right, let's convince the statue to be a little bit lighter soon.
And Karasinda, as you go outside to look for a lever, you notice that you have some new friends.
What do they look like? Because that sure is an ominous zombie-looking thing.
Three tall skeletons are ambling toward you from the northwest.
We got skeletons out here, people, and they're walking.
Statue, I'm afraid you'll have to wait a little bit longer.
Well, I am told that walking's a good way to build muscle.
And we are going to end it here for today.
Okay. Wow.
I know it's only been 20 minutes since the second break, but we actually have been playing this episode for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So.
Neat.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone, for playing.
Thank you for GMing.
I've been joined by Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. And who wants to plug something?
Io's mom writes books at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And
speaking of books. That's right.
Speaking of books, my website, one of my websites is bookofjen.net. It's got some book reviews at the top, and I just put whatever else in there I want to do. Some of it's like video game stuff, some of it's other stuff, and whatever. You can find that at bookofjen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast. New episodes generally come out every Saturday at shatteredsoulstone.com.
And speaking of websites.
Well, before we talk about websites, I just want to point out, if we have spooky, scary skeletons, then this counts as a Halloween episode.
It does.
Also,
next week's build too.
Also, aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel is where you can find all of our various podcasts and sundry, so you can subscribe to each podcast campaign individually with its own RSS feed, or have one RSS feed to rule them all. You can also follow us on the Fediverse, is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And there you can join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shanchen, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, personally, I like the sundry tomatoes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.